This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Breaking news on the insurrection front. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me today. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Attorney General William Barr is now advising prosecutors across the country to charge rioters with sedition. Now, this is huge, and here's why. Over the last couple of weeks, you're probably aware I've been talking about what I believe to be Trump's plan, where he's using Operation Warp Speed, a vaccine cover story, if you will, to distribute U.S. military personnel across America in all the major cities, including the cities where these riots are happening, which is about 50 cities, roughly. Now, Trump is demanding that the vaccine be ready and distributed by November 1st. That's 2 days before the election. But the real mission is to have military personnel in place by November 1st so that Trump can declare the Insurrection Act to be in play on November 4th or 5th or whenever he wants to after the election, when the radical left begins its kinetic uprising and attempted coup, attempted overthrow of the country. And along with that, Trump can invoke the 14th Amendment and he can take down any mayors or governors or federal court judges even, or even local state legislators who have granted comfort to the enemies of America who are engaged in an open rebellion against the country. So the fact that William Barr is now openly encouraging prosecutors to charge rioters with sedition means that the DOJ is well aware that this is a coordinated, organized, well-funded rebellion attempt, a criminal rebellion, an illegal insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the United States of America. And the fact that William Barr is now telling federal prosecutors to charge people with that crime means that Barr believes the U.S. government can support those charges. You see, if you charge somebody with sedition as a prosecutor, you have to be able to prove that that person's actions in a riot or attacking police or committing arson or what have you are part of a larger conspiracy, a coordinated, funded effort to take down the United States. William Barr would not be recommending that these charges be filed against these rioters unless he already had the evidence that he could share with prosecutors so that they could support those charges in court. In other words, stated differently, it means that William Barr already has the goods on whoever's funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa and these insurrectionist uprisings. And that information, the fact that we know that William Barr has this information and is fully aware of this, means that the DOJ is absolutely planning to work in conjunction with President Trump to charge people with insurrection, which is synonymous with sedition, essentially. And remember that the Insurrection Act has been invoked by over a dozen former presidents, including JFK, including President Bush, including Roosevelt, and so on. It's been invoked many times throughout U.S. history. Trump would not be the first to invoke it. It was used during the LA riots, and it allows U.S. troops to be on the streets to stop the insurrection, to put down the uprising. And then Trump recently, in an interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro, when he was asked by her, what would you do if the radical left launched some kind of massive uprising or attack right after the election? And he replied, he said, well, that's called an insurrection. And we would put it down. We would bring them in and put it down very quickly, he said. And when he says we would bring them in, he means the military. In fact, he said we would put it down within minutes because Antifa is no match for the United States military. So this is what's actually happening. And each day there seems to be more and more evidence to support what I've been saying all this time. The left really is planning a kinetic coup. They're planning to overthrow the White House, to overthrow the government, to kill Trump supporters and Christians, to kill conservatives. This is their plan. They are planning an attack on the United States of America, and they are planning on trying to illegally remove Trump from office, even when he wins the upcoming election, which now looks likely, as even the Rasmussen poll is saying that Trump is ahead of Biden now. And that's a poll that's oversampled for Democrats, in favor of Democrats. So Trump's going to win. The radical left is going to launch an uprising. Trump is going to invoke the Insurrection Act. The military will already have been pre-deployed, pre-positioned across America's cities. And the DOJ is right there, ready to back him up, ready to charge people with sedition or perhaps treason if war is declared, and ready to defend this republic against those who are trying to destroy it. That is becoming increasingly clear in all of this. And the best thing that you can do right now, I believe, to prepare for all of this is to understand that there will be disruptions. There will be probably left-wing attacks on the power grid. There will be disruptions in food deliveries, perhaps fuel, perhaps medical supplies, and so on. Might be telecommunications problems, right? Cyber attacks. There might be, you know, nuclear facilities that are hacked. All kinds of things could happen. So your job is to be as ready as possible. And right now, you've only got 40 plus days to get ready. That's not a lot. So make sure you're double checking all your supplies, your food supplies, your firearms, ammunition, communications gear, emergency medicine, your bug out plans, you know, navigation, compass, and topo maps, everything that you need if the left launches its attempted civil war or uprising against the United States of America, which looks, well, I mean, they've already launched it. They've already started attacking, you know, in 48 cities, you know, committing arson and throwing explosive devices at federal agents and trying to burn down federal buildings and so on. So you can't even argue anymore. I mean, this is already underway. It has begun. So stay safe and follow my real-time posts and intel reports at brighteon.social. My account there is @HealthRanger. With the @ followed by Health Ranger. And of course, you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. Thank you for listening. Get prepared, be safe, and God bless America.